Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. I know this program will strengthen your faith. Share this with a friend and get ready to be blessed. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlantis. I want to introduce my husband, Jesse,
back on
the program for the very first time in 2026.
Yes.
And Chrissy's, of course, back with me. She's with me all the time.
I love being with you all the time.
Praise
Brother
the Lord.
Jesse, the apostle of joy.
Ooh.
It's an honor to be with both of you.
Thank
50
you.
Years of ministry.
That's yes. it, right here.
That's why I wanted him to be part of this program.
I'm wearing my sweatshirt. 50 years.
It's almost like his uniform. He wears it a lot.
He
I
does
like it.
It. He does. And you can wear one, too, at JDM.org.
So true.
That's right. You can purchase one.
Yeah,
what you call it? Merch?
Yeah, merch.
Merch. That's what the
cool
kids
merch.
Call it. The merch. I love it.
Yeah, we're kids too.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Children of the Lord.
Yeah, that's why I was so excited about this new year, 2026, you know, because we're celebrating 50 years of ministry.
Right.
And you've written some things to our partners, and
oh
I just thought
goodness.
This would be a good program to have you on to just kind of talk about what's on your heart, launch our new theme for the year so that those who maybe not be aware of it can know about it. You know, you just preached about it at the
yes.
church this past Sunday.
Amen.
And so they can go back and look at that. But this, I know there's so much in there that the Lord has on your heart.
Okay.
And all year long, I know you're going to be sharing partner letters. But there's a lot of our viewers who aren't aware that you send out partner letters every
oh,
month.
Yes.
For every month.
In fact, Chrissy has a copy of what goes
awesome.
In the mail.
It's absolutely beautiful. You receive it in the mail. And it's awesome because it has everything about the ministry. It has our mission, why we do what we do. The partner letter is just awesome. It explains your message. And I know the Lord gives you so
Amen.
Much rich revelation in these letters every month.
And there's no company that's writing that letter.
No.
He
I'm writing
it.
That letter.
Right.
Personal.
And a lot of ministry, and I'm not being critical of that, they get companies to do those things. We don't do that.
Yeah, and it's a fresh word from the Lord every
so
month
wonderful.
That you would get if you're a partner. Those that are partners already know this.
Right.
If you're not a partner, you can become one very easily. There's no amount to be a partner at Jesse DuPlantis Ministries. Any amount that you give is helps us to do what God's called us to
Amen.
Do all over the world, which is reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
Amen.
But
yeah.
in addition to the letter that comes in that is, we're going to talk about that
yeah,
today.
So wonderful.
But they also get, what else, Chrissy?
These affirmations.
That's we call it a flyer
oh,
here.
But I absolutely love it because it has the theme. It says, I only say what faith says. I only use my faith voice. So it's a beautiful
Amen.
Reminder of the theme that the Lord gave
yeah.
you. As well as affirmations you can declare of yourself every day. And that's just a great tool to have
Amen.
To strengthen your faith.
And you know, we've been doing this for many, many years, not 50 years, but a long, long time, almost that amount. But each one of those are things that you could put your faith voice to and call those things that be not as though they were, which is,
Hallelujah.
I don't want to give away your message.
No,
but
go ahead.
We're going to give you
do.
Time to talk about
well,
all
what
of this.
Well, I want y'all to do, since you just hit me with questions. How about that?
Okay, so
come
we
up
love
with
it.
First, let me talk about when the Lord spoke to me for January 2026, He said, your new theme will be use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. It's a very simple process. If you say what faith says, you can always be in line with what God says. Because God is a God of faith, and it's impossible to please Him. And
Without
the founding
faith,
scripture
right.
is Romans 4:17. He calleth those things would be not as though they were. Mm. People ask me all the time, it just seems like everything works for you. It does.
Amen.
And I don't mean that to be arrogant. Why? I call those things which be not as though they were till they are. That's using my faith voice. You have a doubt voice. I mean, you probably have a cursing voice. They don't want to use that one. But I'm
Not
saying,
this year.
So you use your faith voice, and guess what? Faith will turn things that are impossible. In fact, the faith voice lives in the impossible, but it makes everything inevitable.
That's great.
So that's use your faith voice, only say what faith says. That's our theme for 2026.
I love that. And that reminds me of what Abraham did. He followed God as an
Amen.
Example. And that's what Romans 4:17 says, how God Abraham followed God, who calls those things that be
that's
not
right.
as
Amen.
Though they were. And that's what he did in Genesis 1 when he called creation. He didn't look out there and it was see that it was dark and say, oh, it's dark out there.
That's right.
He said, light be, because that's
Amen.
What he wanted. He called those things that be not as though they were.
And Praise Ephesians 5 tells you to imitate that.
That's right.
Ephesians 5:1, be you therefore imitators of God. Or in other words, use your faith voice.
That's so good.
It's a blessing of God.
Oh, yeah.
So
love it.
Shoot,
I do have a question.
Yes.
I feel like I have to raise my hand.
All right, yes.
So when you receive these revelations from the Lord, is it a quiet time with God that you receive? Are you going, just walking about your day-to-day life? How does that come to you?
The way I approach God, or God approaches me, is very, very childlike. I guess you could about say, you know. And I can be just walking across the parking lot and he'll drop something. Other times I'm in my study and we're having a conversation. Other times I'm preaching and he's preaching to me at the same time and things of that nature. So it's really, I don't have a set way of doing that because I don't set it. He does.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? I just said, Lord, do you, and because I've said to him many times, you know, if you don't want to give me a theme for this year, I'll just preach what the Bible said and, you know, just go on. You don't have to have one, you know. And but he has always done that. And last year was create your world and walk in it. Mm-hmm. The year before, I loved that. I loved that when it would say, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Well, no, then give God a job. Mm-hmm. You see, but when he's told me for 2026, use your faith voice, which means you have things out there that need to come to you. And the only way that's going to happen is if you use your faith voice. But the faith voice, time don't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. See, and I'm going to say something, and I want you to take this wrong, because I preached it at the Covenant Church. When I was talking to the Lord the other day, and you know, to develop this theme for 2026, he said, I want you to pray less. And I did. What did he say? I said, what'd you say? He said, I want you to pray less. Now, who would think God would say pray less? Now, hang on. Don't judge it yet. Hang on. He said, I want you to pray less and listen more. Because when you listen more, you pray correctly.
That's good.
That's really good.
You see, and you got to understand that words are vessels, they're containers. They hold your future. They hold your present. It's what you say.
Right.
If you would say to this mountain, not God, you. He's wanting you to use your faith voice, see? And so that's what he told me. He said, not that he didn't want me not praying. He said, I want you to pray less and listen more. Because when you do listen more, when you're going to pray, it's going to be powerful.
I love that. That's so good, because that reminds me of how the scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
So you hear God and he's going to be speaking his word to you. And if sometimes it's a personal word. Sometimes he refers you to a scripture to go and look at.
Yeah,
and
I actually thought he was talking to you when he told me that, because you always tell me, listen, I want you to listen.
I said,
remind me of Foghorn Leghorn. You know that
listen
chicken?
To me.
I said, listen to my son.
You're
listening to me.
I was thinking when you said that, you know, women could really understand that.
I was about to say, I can relate.
Honey, won't you just listen?
Just listen.
And I just told you that, you know. And so I can really relate. God really wants us to listen more. And especially in 2026, we need to be listening.
To who?
To the voice of God.
To me.
And many times it'll be through your wife. Many times it'll be through your wife.
It's been through your wife.
Or through your husband.
It says, hearken unto thy wife.
Yes.
That's some wisdom right there.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Lord's never been married.
That's so funny.
But anyway, it's amazing that your faith force has creative energy, has creative power in it.
Praise God.
You'll never get the maximum in your life, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial, unless you use your faith force. Mm-hmm. And what do I say? Only say what faith says. Faith is always, it's never in the future, it's in the now. And the problem is, never say this, when the Lord get ready. That is so wrong. He has been ready before you were born. He has all your destiny and destination. He knows where you're going. He knows what you're going to do in every area of your life, see? So, but you have to do that. You have to call those things in. Like when I married Kathy at Holy Rosary Catholic Church at 11 o'clock on June the 6th, 1970, when that priest looked at me, we were Catholic, he says, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? I didn't do this. You can't shake your head. You had to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, I do. And then he said the same thing to you. And when you said something, that seals it on earth and in heaven, see? Because the marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one. I heard John Hagee say that.
Yeah.
You come in as two people, you go out as one flesh, you see? You say something. And when you do that, my God, that maximum effect begins to take place.
Yeah.
A creative ability begins to take place.
Yeah, and you know, this partner letter only goes out to the select few people, those who have given donations to the ministry. But this month, in our January issue of the magazine, we printed the entire partner letter. Now, he shortened it up to give because he's felt led to the Lord to get it a little shorter. It used to be like 2-3 pages. Now it's one page front and back. But we put it in this issue of the magazine so you can go to JDM.org or our app and read the article today for yourself. We're just touching on parts of it and trusting the Holy Spirit to give us exactly what we need to share on today's program.
But that partner letter is not only a word for all our partners, but it's a word for me.
Right.
In other words, I'm a partner to this ministry. You're not a partner, you ought to become one. I'm telling you, this anointing of increase is on it. Listen to me, man. Are you tired of struggling? Listen to me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds arrogant. People say, well, I hadn't got it yet. Well, the fat lady ain't sung yet.
That's right.
Like they say here in South That's Louisiana, right. It will come to pass, you see.
Right.
How come I'm blessed and you're not blessed? Mm-hmm. Well, why would God love me any more than he love you? But maybe the difference is I use my faith voice. See, calling those things to be not as though they were till they are. And we believe in the hundredfold. You know, a lot of ministers don't believe in that. That's okay. Most of them are struggling. We don't struggle here. I'm not bragging about that. Why? Because this book will work, not some of the time, all the time. See, when you use your faith voice, everything you say, because you're saying what faith says, is not only, it's always in the realm of the impossible.
Right. And I've heard you
but
say—
But it becomes inevitable.
Right. And I've heard you say that faith is the fabric of God's clothes.
Yeah.
It's probably not
the
part of the Bible.
The fabric
the thread
of God's.
Of the fabric of God's clothes. And I just could see that as how God operates, and he wants us as his children to operate, but so that we can get what he wants us to get. Receive all the blessings, all the promises.
Like your coat here. This is made up of thread. Your blouse, this is made up of thread. But when you put it together, whoever the creator, mm-hmm. it becomes a garment. Mm-hmm. You see? Something you like. You wouldn't wear that if you didn't like it.
Right.
You wouldn't wear that if you didn't like it.
Yeah, I hope you like it.
I do like it. Yeah, it's not the issue.
I like it.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. But that's what I'm saying.
Well, one of the points in your letter that I'm reading from, yeah. it's in the magazine, but I have a little digital copy of it here, too. It says, faith is imitating the Father and using his ways to mm-hmm. release creative power. So we yeah. can follow God's method. Why would we try to reinvent the wheel, basically, if you exactly. want to think of it that way? Do it our way when God has already shown the way and wants to lead us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God has a way Amen. For us to get where he wants us to be.
I love that
well,
so much.
You got to have creative power. Mm-hmm. It's like, how long you and Lewis been married?
We're going to be married 12 years
Okay, 12
in
March. Years. But see, y'all don't do things unless you create it.
That's right.
That's spiritual, physical, financial, yeah. in every area. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? And I mean, and a lot of people say, well, yeah, I try. Try and don't get nothing done.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say be a trier. He said be a doer of his word.
I just saw how this point that I just read, how it connects to the previous year's theme that we had. And it seems like when God gives you these themes, each year builds upon the next. And we've gotten so many letters from different partners who have embraced the theme that God has given you.
Right.
And they've put it into practice and believe for it, and they got great results. In fact, I think Chrissy
oh, yes.
has some, she reads testimonies all the time
oh, okay.
on our program.
Love it.
But she has a great one today. I want her to share with
This is actually from Vicky. It was found on YouTube. It says, wow, 50 years of ministry. God keeps me coming back to your messages. I started partnering with you in 2025, and I will continue. Well, thank you, Vicky, for that. And this is so encouraging because
Amen.
She's saying, I keep coming back to your messages, which just tells all the classic messages from the beginning when you first started out till now. Like Pastor Kathy was saying, it's all connected. It's all about building up your faith,
Amen.
Staying
Amen.
Encouraged in the Word.
Well, you know, partners say this. I'm not saying, I'm just going to repeat what they say. We get results.
That's right.
There are a lot of people
That's
confessing.
Right.
Look at me. We possess.
Come
yeah.
on.
We are possessors.
That's right.
Yes, I believe in confession, but how many times you hear people say, no, I'm believing. They've been saying it for 47 years. When are you going to possess something?
Yeah.
That's what I tell my partners. You coming to this ministry, supporting the spiritual, physical, financial, you will possess.
That's right.
I don't know how many people have got out of debt, and they still say they don't know how they got out of debt. Mm-hmm. Well,
the promise.
It's a promise. They use the faith voice.
That's right.
And God honored it.
That's
See?
Right. I love it.
I love that. So you got another one?
Oh, no, this is the one I have, but I know there's so many watching right now. And if you have a comment or a testimony,
yeah.
write it down and share it with us online. We have Team JDM collecting them. We even get them in Spanish a lot. And
I
we have a
that.
Whole Spanish team translating it into English so that we can read it. Maybe I should learn Spanish in 2026. That could be a goal.
Well, yeah, even
so
in
great.
A, when you were talking, I thought about these glorious,
yes,
moments.
Glorious
these,
moments.
These are testimonies. I mean, if you can see it, I don't know if you can see it or not. All these are tests. We don't write these things up. People do this.
They send, it,
send
to
it
to us,
us.
And we put it in
And
notes.
I want to tell you
so
something.
Good.
You're going to get a testimony if you believe what
yes.
I'm saying. I'm not being arrogant or prideful. Listen, and what you send, none of it comes to me. Me and Kathy, we call ourselves Romans 13, 8 people. Mm-hmm. Oh, no man anything but to love him. Me and this woman have been debt-free.
This woman.
This woman. Or that woman, probably what you want.
Her.
Debt-free since 1982.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, this is 2026. Mm-hmm. I want something that works.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
and using your faith for it does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, be a partner today. How do I do that? Go to JDM.org, hit a donate button if you want to, especially starting out in 2026. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or you can do what Kathy does. She likes going to the JDM, select the giving you want at the JDM free app. Or you can do like me, you can just mail in a check. I still use the post office, that kind of stuff. And I'm not just trying to get money from you, man. I'm trying to get it to you. Listen to me. I'm telling you. Look at me. I'm already blessed. You understand? Blessed. 50 years
without
one financial deficit. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean the devil didn't fight me, that he didn't fight my finances, fight everything. But you know, he didn't win. Oh, man, if I say this, I'm going to get some ugly letters. You get with us, you don't lose. You do what you want to do. I just made up my mind, and I'm proof. I'm 76 going on 77. You ever saw me sad, sick, depressed, discouraged, despondent? John Hagee said that. Jesse Duplantis is the apostle of joy. Joel Osteen and Victoria said the same thing. You bring such joy. Well, I tried sad. It didn't work.
I don't like it.
I don't like sick. Sick make you feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't like lack. Open up your wallet and got an abundance of lack.
Yeah.
Come on. You want to be able to, I can say this without sounding proud. I mean, when Kathy walks down the mall, I'm not worried about nothing. Go get what you want.
He makes it sound like I shop all the time.
She does.
I don't go to the mall as much, but I sure use my phone. My fingers do the walking.
There's no worry when you scroll and put in the cart.
You know, and I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying, listen to me. Mm-hmm. This stuff works. Works in this ministry.
Yeah.
It's up to you if you want something that works.
Right.
To be a possessor instead of just confessing.
Thank you,
Abraham
Jesus.
was called the father of faith, and that was because he used his faith voice.
Yeah.
And your second point of your letter, I just want to read it. It says, for creative power to work all the time, you must understand the energy of God's word. And then you go on to say, God only speaks in faith and with faith. And you say, you've heard me say this statement many times, if you want the currency of the world, you must use the currency of heaven. What does that mean to you?
Well, faith is, if you want the currency was the finance, because we live in an economic world, you have to use the currency of heaven. What's the currency of heaven?
Right.
Faith.
Faith.
That's how you please God. See, when you do that, it will work for you. I know a lot of people.
Wow.
We have one lady that works for us. She was believing God for a car. She didn't know she had $130,000. She didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And I don't know how many of my staff have told me, but Jesse, what you say, now I'm not saying it happens overnight, and it can happen overnight, but as your faith develops and things begin to happen. All of a sudden you go, now how did that happen?
And we
how
get
did I get that?
Letters from partners,
and
they're in the magazine all the time about financial breakthroughs.
Oh, it's absolutely
and it happens
awesome.
Because they believe the word of God, and we are called by God to preach the word of God, and that's
Amen.
What's going to give you what you need in life.
It's
the
energy,
word of God
Kathy.
Is filled with hope, filled with joy, filled with strength, wisdom to get what you need in life.
See, you can have a buy you a brand new car, and that's wonderful to look at. But if you don't have the energy in the tank, it ain't going nowhere. God's not going to give you a car without giving you money for gas. Mm-hmm. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
He's not going to give you a woman like Lewis for her, me, unless we have something to bless them.
That's true.
It's to bless them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It functions and it works vice versa, too. It just works. It does, you see?
God has
I don't know
plan.
How many times I've had
player.
To say it. That's why Satan fights me so much on prosperity. I'm not trying to get something to you. I'm trying to get something, not from you, but to you. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I want you to be able to, I can feel it in the Holy Ghost. When you get your, wherever you work at, and you get your check or whatever it is, I want you to look at it and go, what am I going to do with this? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, boy, this ain't enough to do, to pay the bills or whatever you do. You want to be able to go, I can give this away and don't hurt. Or I can keep it and invest it if I want. It's all up to you. But, you can take the horse to the trough, but you can't make him drink. I'm trying to get you to drink. I ain't calling you a horse, but I'm trying to get you to drink.
I think they know that. They understand it. I just want to read this portion of your letter, too. It's so good.
Am I preaching too much?
No.
We love it.
And I really want you to go and find this letter for yourself and really absorb it. Let it be your own personal Bible study, because each one of these sentences are power-packed. And this one you say, the voice of faith is so simple that we sometimes overlook it. And you tell them in the letter, this year I want you to focus on it. Think about it for a minute. Your words are containers that hold your future spiritually, physically, and financially. And then you say, everyone I know wants to have a good future. And I believe everybody watching today wants to have a good future. And this word that God has given you that we've embraced as well, that we're sharing with all of our partners and everywhere that we go, I believe you're going to share a portion of it this year. This is a word from God that will help you to embrace your own future. God wants you to use your faith voice. And you're not going to be just saying empty words. You're going to be saying God's word.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it was God's promises. And He wants His promises to come to pass. And they
all, yea,
all
and
the
amen.
Time.
See,
so
you
right.
focus on your priority, you eliminate all your confusion. That's what I've been doing for 50 years.
Thank you.
Focus on that prayer. I eliminate all this other junk out here, you know.
That's right.
It's always somebody telling me, you can't do that, you can't do that. I put the blinkers on. I ain't got time to hear that.
Jesse,
because
just,
that's the doubt voice.
I was just thinking about something that you said before you even went in ministry. Remember, Brother Rafer, you were praying that you said that you weren't going to get sick anymore. Remember you told him
Oh,
that?
I blew him away.
Remember
yeah.
how he reacted?
I was a baby Christian. Now, watch this. I mean, he was a great man of God. Don't misunderstand.
Oh, yeah.
I knew enough of the Bible to be dangerous. I'd read it and go, wow, man.
You were using your faith voice before you even realized
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. So I got that reading that if He took my infirmity, why would I want it? He bore my sickness. Why should I have it?
Right.
By His stripes, I am. That's the I am that I am. Healed. Okay. So anyway, we were sitting down. I said, Brother Riff, I've decided. And he looked at me. I'm not going to get sick no more. He went, oh. you know, because you see, nothing. This is not wrong being critical. People go by experience.
Yeah.
I go by what this says.
And he didn't want you to be disappointed.
Yeah,
he's
trying
was
to protect me. He's
about
a pastor, and I understand that perfectly. Mm-hmm. But he did not, and he said, well, you know, my brother Jesse, I mean, you know, a lot of people have said that. Well, I'm not a lot of people. I'm Jesse.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, I said, let me give you an example. He's trying to protect me now. Before I was born again, I drank a fifth of whiskey a day. He saw me do it. People get up in the morning, they have a glass of milk with eggs. I had some scotch. I'm 6:30, 7 o'clock. I just
drank all the time.
All day, all that. All right. He told me, don't get around people, around booze, because you're going to fall. You can fall. And watch this. I looked at him again. Now, this is a baby, because you know how some babies go, what'd you say? You know? And this is what I said. You know, but I read a scripture today, you know, and he said, you did? Yeah. And I'm trying to think if it's in Corinthians where he said, you know, all things become new.
Yeah.
Let me see.
If any man be in Christ,
if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away.
Behold,
so I asked him this.
All things become new.
Brother, do you believe I'm saved? He said, my God, brother, I know you're saved. Then why are you telling me to worry about old things if they're passed away?
Yeah.
I live in the land of behold, all things become new.
Right.
That booze has no authority over me.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And from that day I got born again, I dropped that fifth. I mean, you
no
know,
drinking,
and
right.
it was one of
total supernatural deliverance.
And you know what? Tears came in his eyes. I never forget. He said, my God, man, you understand this more than I do. Mm-hmm. But I was a baby Christian. It's kind of when you look at Sophie and you tell her something, she goes, okay, Mama. Yeah. I mean, she just knows. I mean, you know, they just believe it. Children are born believers till you teach them to doubt.
Yeah, but you were using your faith voice.
Yes.
Way back then, that's where God put you.
You
in
use your faith voice to get me saved.
I sure did. You're gonna get, and your mother used her
yes,
faith
indeed.
Voice. She would say things like, "He's my, you're gonna get saved whether you like it or not."
I love
She'd tell Jesse that.
And that just to drive me nuts. You see,
but you have to say
the fear
things.
Voice can't handle the faith voice.
Right.
The doubt voice can't handle
the
faith
good.
Voice.
That's good.
The sick voice can't handle the faith voice. You know, because all those things are natural. You're dealing with supernatural power, creative, maximum effect, energy.
Right.
My Lord,
and
think about that.
It's so good. You've got to realize, what voice have you been listening to? You need to be listening to the faith voice, the voice of faith. And this ministry will always be producing faith
Amen.
Words
right. For
yes,
you
that
too.
You can grab hold of and change your life.
Yes,
don't you
ma'am.
Have another one that you
oh,
were looking
I do.
At
I have another one. And I just wanted to mention, too, the JDM app is filled with so many powerful free messages. Over 530 messages are on there. We add them every day. We have a Spanish playlist. You can actually read this magazine digitally. digitally in Spanish on JDM.org. So we have so many resources for you to just keep building your faith. This is a great one about a financial breakthrough. It says, God is so great and he loves us so much. My husband got a $12,000 a year raise at his job. Thanks to the teaching from Jesse and Kathy, thanking my Jesus and giving him all the praise and glory that belongs to him. I'd been taught all my life the wrong thing and what the real meaning of his word means. I listened to Jesse and Kathy, Kenneth and Gloria and Andrew Womack, and God has been changing the way I think and see things. So she is she took hold of the teaching, the truth, and she's seeing it manifest in her life.
And so many ministers said Jesus was poor. Look at me. Come a little close to me. When? He never had a financial deficit. Go study his life. Good God. Do you understand what I just said? Then he said, for me and you to be imitators of him. Mm-hmm. Why are we struggling? Every time Jesus needed to feed 5,000 people, he thought you have to have 5,000 people to get 5,000 sandwiches. He said, just give me a two-piece fish dinner and watch what I can do.
Watch what I can do.
And you know what he did? He didn't make it multiply. He prayed over it, gave it to his disciples. Yeah. He said, now you make it multiply. Break it and let it go.
Yeah. He used his faith voice.
Yes. He said that. And then he expected them to use their faith voice as they picked
it up. Keep doing it.
And they did it.
And we're all doing it today. We're imitating Jesus, following his example, speaking faith, living faith, producing faith, sharing faith, faith-filled words that will transform your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's been so good today.
Why do you call this problem, this program here, Glorious Living?
I'm using my faith voice to help others to find a way to live a glorious life. God, Jesus really came to give us a better way to live.
Can I give you one great testimony? This is Kathy's studio. We call it Studio C. I got Studio B, which is mine, where I do my broadcast television. Then Studio A is the church, I think, or vice versa. Yeah, and anyway, it's three of them.
Three different studios.
You can't see all this, but this is some very expensive stuff in there. This is $1 million here. I'll show you something about Faith Voice. Million, you heard me right. Make a long story short, some lady, Terry Pearson, said, why don't you build Kathy a studio? She needs it. I said, well, that's $1 million because I know what lights and cameras and all that kind of stuff. Okay. She said the next Sunday, I'm going to go over it a little time if that's okay.
You always do.
I always do anyway.
We love it.
Now watch this. This was on Friday night. Sunday, I'm up in the church, covering the church, and I say this. Well, praise God, we're going to have to believe God for Kathy to have a Studio C. This is going to cost me $1 million. That's all I said.
We're using our faith voice.
That Sunday, less than, I would say, 30 minutes after I said it, 40 minutes at the most, person comes up to me and says, I'm paying for it. Gave me $1 million.
That's amazing.
The ministry, $1 million.
Ministry, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Why? Well, I wasn't believing it for the future, way out there. I needed it in the now.
In the now.
Because Kathy needed to get this thing going.
You said it.
All this is debt-free. Debt-free. Touch me. I'm debt-free. Touch me. I'm debt-free.
I'm debt-free.
Yeah, you're debt-free. No, you're not yet, but you're getting close.
I will be debt-free. Thank you, Jesus.
I want all of you to do this. Listen to me.
Amen.
I don't know how. Sometimes I get frustrated. What's the matter, man?
That's amazing.
These are not just ink and paper, man. This is God manifested in a book. When you touch this, you're touching God. Man, Lord Jesus. You see what I'm saying?
I'm all stirred
That's
up.
That's using that faith voice,
it's
you
awesome.
See?
It's awesome.
It just ministers
and
greatly
And all this year, you're going to be sharing things in our monthly partner letter that you send out.
Yeah. Oh.
This is just the top of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning.
I think you've already written all the letters.
Oh, I got them all for the whole year. The Lord spoke me to write them, and I started writing till my finger got blue. I mean, I just kept writing. Do you understand, my God, that I didn't want to wait for a long time to build this? I'm not waiting anymore.
That's great.
The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's true. But, somebody going to get mad. I had lost my strength. Nope. I'm going to say something else. Going to knock your lights out here. If anybody believes in revival, I believe in revival. I'm a revivalist to the church, and I'm an evangelist to the world. Now, you don't get mad at me here. I don't need revival. What? I haven't lost my vibe. I don't get excited when a miracle takes place. I get excited when it doesn't. wait a minute, this is not, why is this not working? Find where the broke connection is and put this thing together. That's using your faith voice.
This is some good stuff, Brother Jesse.
I'm telling you.
I thought last year, Create Your World and Walk In, it was my favorite, but this is definitely my favorite.
It's so simple.
It grows.
But it's actually pulling from Create Your World, pulling from give God a job. It just goes down. And I don't mean this to be critical. I don't try to rhyme the year.
With the theme.
With the theme, you know? I mean, nothing wrong with that. Don't misunderstand
me. Sometimes it works.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. But my point is, I just want something to work for you.
Right.
And I don't want it to work 40 years from now.
Yeah, that's right.
I want you to live now. In it for 40 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't put my faith in the future.
That's good.
It was not created for the future. It was created for the now. Now faith is. Not tomorrow, not next week. When I use my faith voice, it's not. When you want a new dress, when you want it.
Now. Actually,
Lewis would say this.
Something coming up.
What would you think if Lewis would say, I'm going to get you a new dress, but it's going to be about 20 years from now.
Oh, you'd go like that. That wouldn't work.
No, come on. Do you see my point? But see,
you know
that little simple analogy, that's what people do all the time. Lord, get ready. Over there.
You got to pull it into the now.
When they need it today.
Wow. Yes.
You need it now.
Right.
I didn't mean to go over, but
it's almost
it's been good, though. I love it.
So
thank
good.
You for sharing all of that, because I think this is what God wants to give to everybody around the world that's watching, because God wants you to use your faith voice. In fact, the voice He gave you was meant to be used, not to speak doubt or defeat or fear, but to speak what His Word said, because that's what's going to build up your faith to achieve all that God wants you to have.
It's so powerful.
What a great way to start 2026.
That's what I'm saying.
Kathy, you never tell me I have a need. You just tell me what you want. I do that with God. I never say, boy, I got a need. I just tell Him what I want. That's greed. No, that's growth. That's talking faith voice.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
What a great example to follow.
Yeah.
Follow
God. You have something to say?
I just want to remind everybody that they can have this partner letter. You can go to jdm.org and you can find out how to receive it. All the information's there. And then right now you can read January's. Just go to jdm.org. It's also in Spanish digitally. You can go on there and read this, because there's just so much. We've only touched a little skim of it.
Yeah.
And there's so much more that you can just start declaring over your life.
Glean on this.
Glean
so
on
good.
It. Affirmation. This one says, like Jesus, I'm only doing what my Father says to do and saying what He says to say.
That's it.
Only that can just...
That's St. John 12.
That you meditate
transform.
On that all day, it'll
exactly.
change your life.
Yeah, that's right. How I got the faith force thing.
Uh-huh.
That's St. John 12, verses 48 and 49. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord took me to Romans 4:17. Now, call those things to be not as though they were. Tell your partners. He said, no. I said, not only your partners, tell everybody that'll listen to you. To use their faith force. Because you know what God's doing?
Listen. Wow.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Yeah.
You want scripture there? Jesus, whom do men say that I am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
You're preaching
well, that's
now.
That's good. Come on.
Come on. That's why I ask people
awesome.
To be a partner.
Right.
I will touch this world.
Amen.
If you believe with
We've
me.
We've been doing it for 50 years, and we're going to continue doing
Social
it.
Social media? Mm-hmm. In 6 years, starting... January
23rd. Since we've been counting.
Over
right.
115 million people.
Right.
Unreal.
In that, yeah.
Thank
that
you,
have,
Lord.
In 6 years, that have contacted us some way, shape, or form. Listen, I'm telling you, I want you to live good. And quit just thinking money. I want you to live good with money, too, don't matter, because you're living in that kind of
right.
world. But I want you to get up in the morning and say, devil's in trouble today.
Yeah.
But I am blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going
right. The
out.
Favor of God lives with us.
You know what Kathy said about my face one time? She said, if you want a good facelift, watch my husband. How'd you say that?
I was an ad I put in one of the magazines years ago that I said, do you want a facelift that everyone will notice? Watch Jesse.
We've been putting it in some
you
other
have,
recent
you,
ones,
you started
yeah.
running it again, but it said watch the broadcast. So, well, that was a television broadcast I was promoting then, but
yeah.
we have so many other different platforms that people watch through different social media platforms
oh,
as well.
Yes.
Different things and that they're watching and coming watch in person as well.
Oh, yeah. We even on TikTok. If we got it going on. Okay?
Yeah,
we're everywhere.
It's happening.
We're everywhere.
Thank you for being a partner.
Yes, and thank you for watching today, being part of this Glorious Living program with Jesse, our special guest.
We love it.
Chrissy and I love coming to you every week
yes.
with words and strengthening messages that build you up and strengthen you, especially this year. We want you to learn to use your faith voice in prayer, use your faith voice when you're talking to your family. family. Use your faith force when you're looking at difficult situations. Maybe you got bills that are piling up. You can look at it and say, Lord, I have given, and it's going to be given unto me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men are going to give it in my bosom. I'm looking for ways to get increase into my life. So God is going to give you wisdom, ideas, insight, supernatural concepts. Favor, concepts, all these things that are you're going to need to get where He wants you to go. I just keep thinking that God has some place that He wants you to go. A lot of you have been stagnant. Mm-hmm. You've been sitting still. You're frustrated with that. You want this year to be a different year. Well, it can be when you use your faith voice.
It will be.
It's inevitable.
Amen. If you use your faith voice, that's what you're going to learn every time you tune into this ministry, you're going to get words of faith that are going to build your faith up to strengthen you to do what God has called you to do.
I can help you. When you hear Chrissy, say, I like what Chrissy says. She's using her faith for it. So you want to be Chrissy? Say what Chrissy says, because she's saying what faith says. Me, Kathy, all of us, everybody here at this ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly pushing them. I push them. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people say, he won't retire. Then do what? Sit on a beach and eat macadamia nuts? I ain't got time for that craziness. And there's a world out there dying and going to hell, and we got to change it. And we will, with your help. Like this. When you sin, this is what happens, buddy. I mean, what's that scripture? But a three chord is hardly broken. It's so powerful. And we just, we come at them like like a bulldozer. Yeah. The devil going, God, they up again. They're going to mess us up.
You know, Jesse, it's not just us. It's all of our partners uniting together, going forth with the same passion to proclaim the gospel around the world. Partners are helping us to do this.
Yeah.
And you're hearing this maybe for the first time, this program, because partners have stood with us all these years and are continuing to stand with us. And we're getting their testimonies about their financial breakthroughs, about their healings, about their breakthroughs in their life, because the Word of God works.
Well, let me tell you something. You have been to England. You have been to Australia. You have been all over America. You have been to everywhere I've been. I take my partners with me. The man said, he don't ever get alone. I'm not alone. I got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost in me. And I got you like this.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
And we go and do this thing in every which way, shape, or form.
That's so right. Anyway, this has been a great program.
I've taken over your program. I apologize.
Every time you come, it's our longest program. So
we're
glad.
I
could have broken and make part two, but I didn't want to do that.
You don't think they told me to shut up? They gave me a little timer. Shut up.
I didn't press it at the right time, so it's not quite accurate. But it doesn't matter. I believe we did what the Lord wanted us to do today.
Thank you, Lord.
Can we say partnership one more time before we go?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you'd like to be a partner. Not trying to get something from you, trying to get it to you.
Yes.
Go to JDM.org. You can hit the donate button. I don't have much. It don't take much.
Yeah.
You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. I believe I can say that with my eyes closed. Praise God. You can go to the JDM free app and select the giving you want, or you can mail in a check if you so desire.
Yes.
And I mean that sincerely. Don't give me anything that belongs to your church. I'm not that kind of man. I'm not, how do you say, robbing Peter to pay Paul? Mm-hmm. Why did he use apostles to do that?
I don't do it.
I don't do that neither. No, I want you to be blessed. I'm blessed. You have a right to be blessed.
That's right.
You should be. But you can't get that unless you connect.
Yes. You know, the word faith, one of the definitions I've heard about faith is that faith is acting on what you believe. And if you believe something, you're going to talk about it. You're going to speak it. And faith voices change things. So use your faith voice all throughout this year. Find it out. Find promises in the Word of God and put yourself in that promise. Make it, put it in the first person.
Amen.
And believe.
Amen.
Maybe it's your believing for your family to be saved, to be out of debt. Maybe you just have some other visions, maybe to go to school, or go to college, a career, a business you want to start. No matter what it is, you can use your faith voice to it. You can find scriptures in the Word to make it happen. And this is what it's all about today.
I got a little example of this. It's kind of strange example.
It's a marathon, Gloria.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm gonna shut up
when I say that. There was a couple in our church, they want a baby. I said, okay, I'm sure if you don't think I use my faith voice. Ain't none of my business if there's something wrong or something right, but they want a baby. Okay? So they came up. I prayed for them. And I told them what the Word said. Be fruitful. Yeah, but the doctor said, not denying what the doctor said. He's not in the conversation. Be fruitful. That's right. What Jesus said to you, to you. And both of these ladies have had babies. Be fruitful. Yeah, but don't bring someone into the conversation that's not supposed to be there. Be
That's
fruitful.
Good.
Multiply.
That's good.
replenish and subdue. Everybody laughed and pushed. I said, so you're going to have a baby? Yes. Now, you know what I said in front of the whole church? Now go home and let nature take its course. Yep. Everybody went, ooh, you got to do something. Got to do something. Go home and
action.
And one day I'm going to dedicate that baby to the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I'm believing for, and it'll work.
Amen.
So I thought that's a good analogy, you see. And when
don't
you
say
use
the
your
doubt
faith
voice, say yeah. the faith voice. What do you believe?
You're
for?
Doing something when you say what faith says.
Amen. This was
close
great.
It up, Mom, because I can't shut up.
Yeah, I just want to give a hand clap. Some good
thank
stuff.
You. Thank you for coming. You. I hope you're going to come back again.
I will.
Maybe we'll just have to make a two-parter next time.
Yeah,
you
there
come.
You go.
But it's always yeah, good, and we're so thankful that you got a chance to join into this. I believe that God has touched your life. In fact, before we go, we're going to close in prayer. Father, I thank you for every
thank
person
you,
that's been watching with
yes,
this program,
Lord
that's
Jesus.
Joined in, Lord. I thank you that you drew them here by your Spirit, and that you're speaking words that are igniting faith in their heart. Faith brings promises to pass. Lord, I thank you that they're going to learn to use their faith voice and see their promises come to fruition.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesse, for
you.
Being here.
Thank
Thanks,
you
Chris.
Both so much.
And
thank you,
Chrissy, for all that you do to
oh,
help me here. She's
y'all.
Our marketing manager here at the ministry, so
I
she does
y'all.
So many
See,
things behind the scenes
buddy.
That you don't do.
Thank
no.
you guys so much. It's been an honor. 50 years.
50
Congratulations.
Years.
We keep going.
Yes.
We're keeping going.
See what you're
going to
look like, Chris?
No, pretty good. Y'all awesome. Come
Her.
On now.
Her.
Come on.
Not me.
Y'all looking great.
Oh, well, and thank you so much for watching today. I hope that you'll join me next week for another great Glorious Living right here in Studio C. God bless you.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.